Good evening and welcome to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yomi. We are up to Simen Chaf Gimel Sif Yud, and we are joined by wonderful, wonderful people, especially today. The people who have joined us today in the Zoom audience, not our live audience, the live audience is still here, Baruch Hashem, but the people who have joined us in the Zoom audience, totally perfect for today. We have on this group, we have two Kehanim. Who are here right now? We're talking about the halachas of a kohen, mamash hashgacha pratis, sif yud. Here we go. We've been talking about the halachas of kriyas hatorah. We said that by kriyas hatorah, for the live audience, siman chav gimel sif yud. You have this. So the halachas of kriyas hatorah. We're talking about if there is no kohen in shul, so then you have a choice. You can either call up a levi or you can call up Yisrael. The only difference is that if you call up a Levi, then you can call up Yisrael after the Levi. But if you call up Yisrael, you cannot call up a Levi after the Yisrael. You can only have to now call up other Yisraelim. Another thing we said was is that it's best to call up as high Yisrael God Lebatera, someone who is a greater in Torah knowledge. So if there is no Kehanim, Baruch Hashem, we have two Kehanim here right now. If there are no Kehanim, so then you should call up the person who is greater in Torah knowledge, which, as I said yesterday, I don't see people doing. See if you would, in my Kohen Oymed B'Kriyas Shema, let's say Kriyas Torah is starting, and the Kohen is in the middle of Kriyas Shema, or B'Berachas Kriyas Shema, or he's in the middle of the Brachas of Kriyas Shema. We call Shekinim Oymed B'Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei, or maybe he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Even if there's no other Kohen in Shul except for this Kohen, is the middle of Shemoneh Esrei or Krishma or Beres Krishma, Ein wow, we do not call him up for an Aliyah. And don't wait for him to finish Shemoneh Esrei in order to call him up for an Aliyah, because it's a burden for the congregation. Rather, you should call up a Levi or Yisrael. Oh, and this is important also. In this case, when you call up a Levi, if you're Yisrael, the ain oimrim im ain kan kayan. You don't say there's no kayan present, and therefore you're going to call up a Levi Yisrael. Elo oimrim Levi or Yisrael kayim kayim. All you say is that I'm calling up a Levi or Yisrael in place of a kayan. But don't say if there's no kayan, or rather there is no good kayan, because chas v'shalom, people would get the wrong impression about the kayan who is there in middle Shemoneh Esrei that he is not a kayan chas v'shalom, and that would ruin his lineage. Ubidyevin, after the fact, in kereuhu, if you ended up calling, let's say you didn't know this halacha, and you're the gabbai, as one of the members of our live audiences, and you call somebody up for an aliyah. And you call a kohen who's a middle Shemoneh Esrei. You say Yamoid, such and such, who's a kohen Yosef. Let's say you call up Yamoid, Reb Yosef ben Avram HaKohen. And so then what do you do then? And then somebody tells you the halacha is you weren't supposed to call him up. So if that kohen is in the middle of the Kriyas Shema or in the middle of the bracha, he should actually go up and get an aliyah at that point, even though he was not supposed to be called up. And he should say the bracha, but he should not read along with the Baal Kaya. As we said, normally a person gets an aliyah should read along, but he should not. He should just listen. When we call him makam, however, in Efshar life, it's possible for him. If he's in the middle of Kriyas Shema, he's in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema, he should try to finish the topic that he's in the middle of in Kriyas Shema, lehecha and yana, to a point where the topic is concluded, kaidem shu'ayla, before he gets up to get his aliyah. But however, if the kohen is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and the gabbai calls up Yosef ben Avram hakohen for that aliyah, and he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, afilu kru'u yala, even if they call him up for the aliyah, he should not go get an aliyah. Similarly, if a person is between the bracha of Gaal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei, lo yala, and he should not go up even if he is called. But if the kohen is in the middle of Elekayin Tzar, which is at the end of Kriyas Shema, yala, then he should go up, like we said, by Kriyas Shema and Birchas Kriyas Shema if he is called. But it sounds like he should not be called if he's in the middle of that section. What if the kohen is in the middle of Pesukah Zimra? Because he says it nice and slowly, or chasham he came late to shul. Im ein sham koyin acher, if there's no other koyin in shul, afilu chatchila koyin oisai, then you can call him up, even in the first instance, meaning even the chatchila, you can call up the koyin if he's in the middle of psuk of the zimmer. Ach lo yikre im akari, but again, he should not read along with the bal akari. Avlam yesh sham acher, however, if there's another koyin present who is not in the middle of psuk of the zimmer, ein koyin oisai, you should not call up the person who's in the middle of psuk of the zimmer. Bechin hadin, the levi and the halachas that we've said previously all apply to a Levi as well. If you're not a Levi, right?
No.
Okay. Sif Yud Aleph. Im karu l'kayin or l'levi. Let's say they call up a kayin or a Levi for an aliyah. Ve'inam sham, but they're not there. You call out, you say, Yamoid, and Ariel ben Menashe HaKayin, and he's not there. La yikru la'acher bishmoy. Then you should not call up another Kayin or Levi by using his name. Why not? So people should not say it, but the first person you called up, Shahu Pagum, that his lineage is tainted, meaning they'll say, oh, what must have happened is the person he called up was a bad Kayin, so therefore they have to call up another Kayin. So even though he's not in the room, you should not now call up another Kayin by name. Rather, you should go up to another Kayin and say, quickly, come up and get an Aliyah, but you don't call him by name. V'yalan, he should go up. But if the other Kayin is the son of the one who has left the room, you can call him by name. Obviously, shame bezeh pagam lo, because then it's clear that there's no issue with the lineage of the kahanim. Because if you can call up his son, then the father is certainly a good kohen. Shari ma'avoye pagam, because the father was tainted, his kahanus was tainted. Gam haben ihaya pagam, then the son would also be tainted. Bechain similarly, if the kohen and levi are not able to get aliyah, if the kohen and levi are not able to get aliyah, it's feel like we said, they're middle shmoneh esrei, yechel liker la'acher bishmai, the kohen can call up another kohen or levi by name, because everyone could see the reason he's not going out to get an aliyah is because he's unable to, because he's in the middle of shmoneh esrei. For some reason, apparently, if the kohen is not in shul, that is less apparent about why they are choosing somebody else for an aliyah. Let's say they call up Yisrael, they call up Yamoid or Moshe ben Shlomo Eliezer, and the Moshe ben Shlomo Eliezer was not in shul. Then you'd be able to call up another Yisrael by name. Keep Yisrael, because there's no issue that would cause a Yisrael not to be able to get an aliyah. Similarly, if you called up a kohen or levi la'acher la'mafter for the last aliyah or for mafter, where a kohen is allowed to be called up, b'shabbos b'yamtiv ve'inu shaman, he's not there. Yechel nikra la'acher b'shem. In those cases, also you can call up another person because by getting mafter, you don't have to be a kohen or levi. So there's no taint involved in why the kohen or levi would not get an aliyah. So again, if you call up a kohen for an aliyah and he happens not to be in the room, so then you should not be calling up somebody else by name. You just tell the guy to come up. That's not applicable in any other situation by any other person, and it's not even applicable by a kohen if the kohen is getting maftir. Then you call up another person by name because it's not a sign that there's any issue with him to not be able to get maftir because everybody can get maftir. Sif Yudbeis, is that clear, Gabriel? Sif Yud Beis. Im lo yahaya kayin bebeis haknesis. Let's say there was no kayin in shul. It happens a lot. More likely, and there's no levi in shul. But let's say there's no kayin in shul. Aisha haya el shul yadu imen. Or there was a kayin, but the gabbai was unaware that there was a kayin in shul. Okay. The kar li yisrael bim kayin ve'ola, and they call the yisrael like we said earlier. If there's no kayin, you call the yisrael in his place, and the yisrael goes up to get the aliyah. And the Yisrael got up to get an aliyah, and he said Baruchu. But he has not started saying the actual Berachas HaTorah yet of Asher Baruch Abonu Mikol HaAmim. Ubo HaKoyen, and in between his Baruchu and his Berachas HaTorah, a Koyen actually walks in. Or the Gabi, oh my gosh, I forgot that guy is a Koyen right here. So then the halacha is Koyen is a Koyen. You should call up the Koyen for the aliyah. Va'ela, and he gets the aliyah. Even though the Yisrael has already said Baruch Hu, and then the Kayan would also say Baruch Hu again, Yisrael, and that Yisrael who got called up before, so they should not get embarrassed, Yamicham, he stays up by the Bima, until after the Kayan Levi get Elias. And then they call this Kayan, I'm sorry, this Yisrael, and they give him the third Aliyah. But if the Yisrael already said the bracha of Berachas HaTorah, Sh'amar Baruch Ata Hashem, Shuv Eino Oila HaKoyin, so at that point, the Yisrael was already getting the Aliyah, and he already started making the bracha, so the Koyin cannot get the Aliyah anymore. Similarly, if it was a Levi, instead of a Yisrael, Upa HaKoyin, the Koyin came, Koyin Shomar Levi Baruch Ata Hashem, before the Levi said the Berachas HaTorah, Oila HaKoyin, and then once again, the Koyin would get the Aliyah by Levi Mamtin, and the Levi would wait, the Koyin Oyase Acherav, and the Levi would get the next Aliyah. And again, the halacha is exactly the same if the Levi did the Aliyah instead of the Kayan, or the Yisrael would have gotten the Aliyah instead of the Kayan. The Chayin HaDin halacha also applies. If the Yisrael got the Aliyah instead of a Levi, or the Kayan got an Aliyah instead of the Levi, once again, it depends on what the Ayla was up to. The Karaz HaKayan got Mokim Levi, the Acher Kach Bo HaLevi, and the Levi came in later. So once again, the Levi would get that Aliyah, and the Kayin would not get the Aliyah. He would just stay there and continue around the Bima. Asif Yud Gimel. A lot of nitty-gritty halachas that unfortunately a lot of people don't know. And Gabayim should know these halachas very, very well. They say the most important halachas for a Rav to know are the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Because any other halacha that a Rav needs help with, he can always call up a local Orthodox rabbi. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, you got to answer the question right now. I was once in a shul, and there was a Rav who very much felt that, and not a Rav, I'm sorry. There was a person in the shul who perhaps is a big time chacham, but he felt like he should be the Rav of that shul. The Rav wasn't there at the time, and there was an issue in Kriyas HaTorah, and this guy Paskin totally wrong, forcing a bracha of hatala in the shul. And again, that relevant halachas that Rav is going to need to know is going to be the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah because there's no one to turn to at that time. And in this case, he did not know the halacha. I tried to go up and tell them, but they all ignored me. And then I showed them Mishnah Berurah afterwards, showing them that they were all wrong. Okay, I obviously felt very good, except probably bad because everybody said a bracha of hatala, and that wasn't too happy for anybody. Sif Yud Gimel, Ein Karen Shnei Achim. We do not call up two brothers to get Aliyah Zachar, is that one after the other? Bein Shehum Min Ha'av, Bein Min Ha'em. Whether they are brothers from the same father or brothers from the same mother. V'chein Ha'av Im Benoy Oy Ben Benoy. Similarly, a father should not get an Aliyah right after or right next to his son or his grandson. Ein Karen Zachar, they're not going to Aliyah one after the other. Yishum Ein Abisha, because it's an Ayin Hara. It's an Ayin Hara to have relatives consecutively. And even if the people get an Aliyah, say, I don't care. I'm not bothered. No, we don't give them Aliyah one after the other. And even if there's a little bit of a space between these two Aliyahs, for example, where one got the last Aliyah and the next one got Maftir, with this Kaddish in between in this case, even then, we don't give an aliyah one after the other. The dafka b'Shabbos, halacha applies only on Shabbos. She'in moitzi and sefer Torah achle maftir. It only applies that where the maftir and the last aliyah cannot be given to two relatives one after the other, only on Shabbos because it's the same sefer Torah. Avakish moitzi and sefer Torah achle maftir. But during those yom tovim or on other days where you're going to have two different sefer Torah, one for the last aliyah and one for maftir, so then mutar, you can give two different family members consecutively. Similarly, and this hardly ever happens nowadays, if the person getting maftir was not bar mitzvah, where you're allowed to have a non-bar mitzvah boy get maftir and actually lay in the haftarah, so then you're allowed to give to two family members, and the person who's not a bar mitzvah, not bar mitzvah, would be one of the family members. In all these instances, let's say you did call a family member by mistake, and he came up to get his lawyer, then you don't have to make him leave. And regarding two brothers who have the same mother, and a father with his son, I'm sorry, with his grandson in Kuru. Similarly, in those cases, if you call them up to get Aliyah, even if they have not yet gone up to the Bima, Yala, they should stay there. And when there is a need, you can permit this even in the first place, to call them consecutively. Now, again, this halacha is very important, especially when it comes to Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, it becomes very complicated. I was the gabbai this year by one of the tables for Simchas Torah, and it's very complicated because you're giving all the minhag of the Ashkenazim is that we give every single person in the shul in Aliyah, even non-bar mitzvah boys get an Aliyah by Kriyas HaTorah on Simchas Torah. So every single person. So you have a family, perhaps with 10 boys, who knows? It becomes very difficult, making sure that somebody in a different family is in between every brother of this family. It became an issue this year when somebody came late and he wanted an Aliyah right after his brother. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that where there's a need, you're allowed to have siblings or grandparents, grandfather after his grandson or his son, and you're allowed to do one after the other. Sif Yudalit. Misha Ola Tayyar Bavisik Nesas Achas. If a person got an aliyah in a certain shul, and then he happens to have gone to a different shul, Ukru'u Gamkin, and they wanted to give him aliyah. That he's a very chashuv guy. He's getting aliyahs all over. Afib Luparsha Shekvar Ola. And even if he's getting aliyah but the same section of the Torah that he already got an aliyah from, Ayla Shenis Brachas, no problem. He can get the aliyah again, make brachas, and do it again. Sif Tesvav in the final sif that we're doing, Batana Sibra on public fast days. Kishakur and Vayechal, when they do the special fast day landing of Vayechal, which is coming up, Asar Batavis. Ein Kairin Lalois Latera Ali Misha Misana. You cannot give an aliyah to a person unless he's in the middle of fasting. Ein Kan Kayin Acher. Let's say there's no other Kayin, meaning the only Kayin you have is someone who didn't fast. El Zesh Ein Misana. Oyish Ein Bedaita Lahashlam. Or, for example, He did fast, but he does not intend on finishing his fast. He's fasting right now, but he's not intend on finishing his fast. Currently, Yisrael, leave him become interesting. You should not call up the Kohen, call up a Levi or Yisrael. In that case, it's best that the Kohen should leave the shul so that nobody question whether he's really a Kohen. But if there's another Kohen there who they can give the aliyah to, he doesn't have to leave. Rather, he should tell the Gabbai, don't call me up. Because I'm not fasting. And if they do call him up, he shouldn't go up to get an aliyah. Surprising. Let's say it's a Monday or Thursday. Even though they're landing the Vayachal for a fast date. But since it's the normal Kriyas HaTorah of Mondays and Thursdays, therefore, even after the fact, that if he did not leave and they call him up, he should go up. Why should he go up? It's a fast day, and who cares? It used to be a regular. It's on a Monday or a Thursday. But since the Torah is normally read on Mondays and Thursdays, if a person who is not fasting is qualified, he should still go up because it's going to reflect badly once again on his lineage. If it's a fast day, he should get out of the shul quickly. And if he didn't have an aliyah, he should not go up to the Torah. So that is the halacha. Everyone should have bracha. But look at all these halachas of kehanim, specifically on a day when we have so many kehanim. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha.